A lot of time this week, Senator, spent on revisiting tort reform, which the Senate thought it had addressed, I believe, 10 years ago now.
That's right. I had forgotten, Dean, that it was 10 years ago. 2005, I think, was when the bill passed that did some fairly significant things in terms of tort reform. You know, Missouri has, depending on whose analysis you read, is known as a judicial hellhole, particularly in the St. Louis area. Its judiciary system is evaluated to be very unfriendly to business, and part of that is because of the approach to tort that has been taken by the courts and permitted by statutes. We thought it wasn't permitted by statutes anymore when we passed the tort reform bill in 2005, which did some significant things. But since then, about 2 years ago, why the Missouri Supreme Court overturned a number of those issues and basically undid the very hard work that was done back in 2005. So we find businesses back in the situation where the cost of doing business in Missouri can be considerably higher than that in doing other states that don't have quite as bad tort law. So we've been trying to take those up essentially one element at a time, address the court's concerns, deal with what was pushed out of law, and try to put back into law some reasonable tort reforms that will help eliminate what we might term frivolous lawsuits. I mean, we all have our own line on what's frivolous and what's not. But at least where courts were governed more by reason and by justice than by just simply win and lose. This week, we were able to pass a medical malpractice tort reform bill in the Senate. We'll third read it today and send it over to the House, and we'll see what they'll do with it. It's not nearly as significant as the language that was passed in 2005, which is kind of a disappointment since our majorities are actually even higher now than they were back in 2005. But it at least is a good start. I believe sets the medical mal limit at $700,000, and it was negotiated to that point in order to get it through the Senate. We have some additional tort reform bills on the calendar and spent a number of hours, I think over 7 hours this week, on one of those that relates to the qualification of expert witnesses, which is a very significant part of any type of a civil proceeding that would involve costs to businesses. And so we were not successful yet in passing the expert witness bill. Senate Bill 239 is Senator Brown's bill that was in fact perfected this week and will be third read today. You know, I'm glad we're moving that forward. I'm hoping the House might actually restrict it even further and send it back to us and give us another shot at trying to do whatever it takes to limit some of that unreasonable tort law that the judges overthrew a couple of years ago. It would be good if we could move back to the standards that were passed in 2005, and I think we'll continue to work some on that, but we've moved off of the tort reform issues for the time being just because we need to get some other legislative events addressed before we go back and maybe spend some more time on that.
Last week we saw Teen PAC is the name of the group.
Yes, there is a group that's called Teen PAC. It's primarily home-educated students and their parents, and they come up to the Capitol once a year. I have often been asked to come and speak to the group, and I always enjoy doing that. There's some fine young men and young women and very interested in engaging in their civil government. It was interesting when I spoke to them this year, and I like to give them kind of my vision for what the proper role of government is and what the proper role of family is, and just kind of challenge them to think about that and to ask questions and to explore answers to some of the problems that we have today from the perspective of jurisdiction, of proper jurisdiction. I'm concerned that government has gotten way beyond our proper jurisdiction, and I usually try to share that to some degree. But even after speaking for about 10 minutes to the group and offering questions, I think just about 80% of the group's hands went up with questions. So they're always very much engaged. They actually set up their own little legislature and, well, a whole government structure. They have elections. They elect a governor and executive branch and judicial branch, and I think the rest of them are all legislators. I'm not exactly sure how that works. And they're all asked to bring a bill. They don't just go to our website and pick a bill. They actually try to come up with an idea of something they think might be a law. And then they write it out, they write their bill out, and they bring those bills up here. And I think they have committee hearings and they evaluate each other's bills. And then they just kind of move them through the process. They spend a little bit of time with legislators and they spend some time, I think, watching the sessions. But I think the real meat of it is when they actually have their own legislative session. It's always fun to go speak with them and to get to meet some of the kids and kind of renewed and refreshed in your hope for tomorrow, because these are going to be, many of them, future leaders. Many of them have the vision and the traits that will make them good leaders. One of the young ladies that I had to spend some time with, and we got to talk quite a while about politics and what makes good politics and how you run a campaign, and she was successful in her run for governorship. So that was kind of an encouragement too.
great learning experience, too.
It is. You can always see the enthusiasm in them, but some of them have been up here more than once. They don't come just 1 year. That's kind of an age bracket. They're eligible. So some of them have been here and been back here, and the claims that I get, and I'll frequently get a few notes after these, is that they'll look at this as a terrific week and that they just really learn a lot by coming up here, and they get to see this beautiful capital. You know, we have one of the most beautiful state capitals in the country, and that's always nice to know that your constituents and others in the state are getting to appreciate their state capital.